NDR Info. Nachtclub.
So, bei mir im Studio in der zweiten Stunde ist, wie gesagt, Tai Tour aus den Faroe-Inseln. Und es gibt ein neues Album, I Want to Be Kind. Und er kommt gleich zu Wort. Aber erstmal Musik von dem neuen Album, I Want to Be Kind. He's Looking for a Place. Das war Looking for a Place von Tai Tour. Und er ist bei mir im Studio. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, how's it going?
I'm fine. And you've made it all the way from the Faroe Islands today.
Yes, I did.
Which sounds like a very exotic thing to do for most people, you know, because most people have never been there and never will
right.
probably be there. But it's still, you still regard it as home, do you?
Yeah, I live there. I've been based there. I mean, I'm born there, but I've only been based there for the last 6-7 years or so. But I've always been sort of coming backwards and forwards. And then I got a place there some 9 years ago, and then I more or less stayed there.
Okay, so... As the English would say, home is where the heart is.
Yes, I think so. I just got really tired of traveling so much and I needed to anchor myself in a place where I know how things work and so on. So,
is it true you've been living in New York at some point and London as well?
Yeah.
You've spent quite a lot of time in Berlin too.
Yeah, I lived in London for 6 years and I lived in the States also, in California, New York and in Sweden.
How do you get all that in? You're not that old.
In Rome, I lived in Rome. I lived in
you're still quite
many,
young.
Yeah, I lived in too many places.
So you kind of, every 6 months, you change your destination.
Well, it was, I don't know, it just happened. I think, because I was always been traveling so much, so it's also been a case of just having a base somewhere. And then, I guess I'm staying there, but in essence, you're only there for a couple of months of the year. But even though that's where your address is.
Okay. So. Ja, er sagt, dass er die Faroe-Inseln immer noch als seine Heimat betrachtet, das heißt wieder als seine Heimat betrachtet. Er lebt jetzt da seit 9 Jahren. Vor 9 Jahren hat er was dort gekauft, eine Immobilie gekauft und das betrachtet er schon als sein Zuhause. Und in den Jahren davor ist er überall gewesen, das habt ihr gerade mitbekommen. Er hat in Kalifornien gelebt, in New York City, in London, in Schweden und er blieb nie besonders lange in einem Ort. Und er denkt schon, dass sein Zuhause ist eben sein Zuhause und sein Herz hängt dran. Und er sagt, dass er es dazu kam, dass er so viel in verschiedenen Orten war, weil er einfach immer auf Tour war. Und deshalb hat er so viele verschiedene Orte kennengelernt. Und oft war es wirklich nur seine Postadresse, die er gehabt hat. Für 2 Monate im Jahr war er in Wirklichkeit nur da und sonst war er sowieso unterwegs. Aber jetzt ist er froh, dass er wieder richtig dann zu Hause ist. I suppose it's a mixed blessing. In a way, coming from the Faroe Islands, because people are never going to stop talking about that, are they? So that must really get on your nerves, right? But
yeah.
on the other hand, it is special, right? So
yeah,
it kind of works two ways.
Yeah, I think it's once you open up the conversation, there's always another question that, oh, really, that's where you live? And, oh, really, how many people, what language? And and so it just keeps on getting interesting. And I think that it's, I would rather speak of my music. But I think it's maybe more interesting to people to hear about of a mysterious place.
Yeah, but I mean, that's part of your personality, isn't it, where you come from? So, therefore, it's part of your music. And do you still think of it in those terms? Do you think there's a... Because I mean, there's obviously an obvious kind of purity about what you do in terms of attitude. And do you think that's helped maybe coming from a place like that rather than if you'd grown up in Brooklyn or something like that?
I mean, yes and no. I think that the music is a language that is doesn't have a country. But of course, you have your own tone and your own approach, which is your baggage, what you've been through and how you are. So of course, that's going to color the music. But I think that music is an international language. But yes, I suppose there is a feeling of home in one's music. And if you're expressing yourself, then of course you will sound like where you're coming from.
Yeah.
It's a natural thing.
Ja, er sagt auch, dass es ein gemischter Segen ist eigentlich, dass er aus den Faroe-Inseln kommt, weil es wird natürlich permanent erwähnt, jedes Mal, dass mit ihm spricht, aha, du kommst aus diesem Ort, den wir alle nicht kennen und wir waren alle nie da und wie spannend. Und für ihn ist es natürlich vielleicht weniger aufregend. Aber er sagt, dass er steht dazu, ist es natürlich seine Herkunft. Er mag zwar lieber über seine Musik reden, aber er sieht auch ein, dass die Musik, die man macht, schon geprägt ist von seiner Herkunft, von seinem Umfeld. Andererseits betrachtet er schon Musik als eine internationale Sprache. Insofern er denkt, dass seine Wurzeln nur bedingt eine Rolle spielen, also was die Entwicklung seiner Musik betrifft. Aber letztendlich kommt er damit klar. Es ist nicht ein Problem für ihn, dass man ihn drauf anspricht.
Und jetzt hören wir was Altes von Tai Tour, von dem Album The Singer 2008. Hier ist das Stück We Still Drink the Same Water. Das war Taitor mit dem Stück We Still Drink the Same Water von dem Album The Singer 2008. Und 10 Jahre später heißt das neue Album I Want to Be Kind.
This album, it seems to me particularly mellow to my mind in terms of the spirit of it. It seems to be very relaxed. You seem to sound very, very comfortable with yourself. I think, I mean, you've never, I'm not saying you ever sound uncomfortable with your music, but in this, I think it seemed almost like it's just so, it just seems to be so content. It seems to have something about contentment about it. Even if you're talking about problems in relationships or whatever like that, but you seem to be like in a, it sounds like you're in a strong position in talking about them. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure that makes sense. I think so. I've come of age and I've got a family. I've been living in the same place for a long time. I know what I like and what I don't like. I think it's a natural maturity, maybe. It's also, for me, some kind of quiet protest to just be like that and to make music like that, to just be content with what you're doing and not try to force things or whatever. There's maybe a mixture of those things.
Okay.
But to be honest, I don't really think about it at all. I think that you just make music where you are, and then it reflects who you are at that time.
Yeah, it's my job to analyze it. You don't
yeah,
have to do
I
that.
Don't, yeah, I don't really know.
Ja, er sagt, dass er älter geworden ist und er ist natürlich dadurch selbstbewusster und auch letztendlich zufriedener mit sich. Er hat inzwischen Familie und er weiß inzwischen, weil er ein bisschen älter ist, was er mag, was er nicht mag. Und er versteht schon, wenn ich sage, dass seine Musik jetzt eine richtige Zufriedenheit ausstrahlt, so eine Entspanntheit, auch wenn er teilweise Probleme thematisiert in den Songs, dennoch ist es eigentlich eindeutig, dass er sehr souverän klingt und dass er sich wohl in seiner Haut fühlt. Und er hat irgendwie gerade den interessanten Begriff Quiet Protest angewendet. Also es ist eine Art ruhige Protestmusik eigentlich. Also das heißt, er besteht drauf, einfach so einfach seine Zufriedenheit so darzustellen. Also er muss sich nicht anpassen mit seiner Musik. Also er macht wirklich sein Ding. Es entspricht seinem Charakter, seiner Persönlichkeit. Und es ist im Prinzip so ohne Zugeständnisse. Das ist im Grunde genommen das, was er damit sagen will. So you're going to play a track for us live now, which is going to be very interesting. Mm-hmm. And then you say you wanted to play the single first.
Sure, yes.
Sarah, which is hopefully going to be a hit single for you. But,
oh, yeah.
I mean, I presume you haven't really had a lot of support from mainstream radio over the years, have you?
No, I would say no. No, I never really translated into that whole thing a lot. It's always been very low-key for me, which I think is also natural. I'm not that as a person. So, but I've had radio plays all over the world, but it's very sort of spread and random, and I can't seem to find out what does what.
So not the A-listing on BBC Radio 1 or something?
No, doesn't really happen for me.
No, I would be surprised, really, because it's not R&B enough, is it?
No.
Okay. Okay, er spielt gleich ein Stück von uns live, und zwar die Single-Auskopplung von dem neuen Album I Want to Be Kind, und zwar das Stück Sarah. Und er hat auch gesagt, dass es ist mal eine Single-Auskopplung, aber erwartet nicht wirklich, dass es ein großer Hit wird. Er hat nie so viel Radioeinsätze bekommen, also nicht im Mehrheitsprogramm, nicht so mit sogenannten Mainstream-Radio. Hat ihn nicht zwar komplett ignoriert, aber er meinte, er ist überall auf der Welt im Radio gespielt worden, aber nicht wirklich häufig und natürlich dann nicht wirklich so zu Uhrzeiten, die dann wirklich günstig wären, also so was die Einschaltquoten betrifft. Aber er meinte, das stört ihm nicht. Er hat immer so sein Ding gemacht, er hat immer auf seinem bescheidenen Niveau im Prinzip seine Sache durchgezogen und das ist für ihn das überhaupt kein Thema. Er hat auch keine übertriebenen Erwartungen jetzt, was diese Single betrifft, aber für ihn ist es dennoch die Single-Auskopplung von dem Album. Okay, so off we go. Sarah. Von dem Album I Want to Be Kind. Live eingespielt von Taitor von uns hier beim NDR.
You say you got so bored and lonely, but I'm back into town. I could look for a place pretty soon. And Sarah, I can call this off. If you want, I'll come back home. I could be on a plane in no time. And with some luck, my love, I could be home by midnight. Sarah, say something, talk to me, say, do you want me to be there? To be so good at this and staying so close from afar, you'd follow my every stray idea. I get lost, but you still know where we are. You say you get so dull and restless among dentist wives and empty pools. Well, maybe you're right. We could go back to school or build that shed out back. We got all the tools. And Sarah, I can call this off. If you want, I'll come back home. I could be on a plane in no time. And with some luck, my love, I could be home by midnight. Sarah, say something, talk to me, say, do you want me to be there?
Okay, das war die Live-Version von Sarah von dem neuen Album I Want to Be Kind. Und Taito ist bei mir im Studio und er spielt ein paar Songs für uns auch live im Laufe der Stunde jetzt. You were saying about not being massively commercially successful, but Denmark seems to be a bit of an exception to the rule, because doing my research, you have had quite high chart positions there. Mm-hmm. I even read somewhere that you were invited to play at the Queen's 70th birthday in Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you probably wouldn't be invited to the Queen of England's birthday party.
No, I don't think so.
Well, Sting, he got invited to that just a few days ago.
I did.
Yeah, Sting. But
yeah, I couldn't go, so I called him up and he stepped
in. Sting stood in for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think you're not specialising in doing Queen's birthday parties.
No.
That was just a one-off. No, but I mean, it does prove a point, doesn't it? Because not anybody gets invited to something like that. So you must have a pretty huge status there.
I that's where I play the most shows also. That's where it's the sort of closest to home place. It's my second home, Denmark is. So, yes, I think so. I've played the most shows there.
And it's because you actually moved there as a child, didn't you?
Yeah, I was, 17. So I went to a gymnasium.
Grammar school, yeah.
Yeah, I went to grammar school in Denmark. And then I stayed also, that was for 3 years. And then I stayed 3 years in Copenhagen. And Copenhagen is always sort of the through base from the Faroes. Like when you travel to the Faroes, you always go to Copenhagen. And that's where most universities are. So young people go there to study. So it's a very sort of standard place for Faroese people. And lots of my best friends are based in Copenhagen. So I consider Denmark also to be a sort of home turf.
Okay.
Midway.
So that kind of big success in Denmark, do you think it was due to the fact that it is your second home, so people automatically just found out about you more? Or do you think it was because people were in Denmark, they were more fascinated about the idea of the Faroe Islands than people might be in America or England or something? Or
I think
do they regard you as their property sort of thing?
Maybe a little bit, but I think the whole Faroe Islands thing is just, I don't know. it's not really that big part of it. I think it's mainly because I've played more in Denmark and I know more people there, more musicians.
Like the Queen as well.
Yeah, I hang out with the Queen. And sure, maybe there's also the old Faroe Islands belonging to Denmark and royal invitations. I think maybe that's also, it's also like I get that card often, like we need someone from the Faroe Islands. I think that's also surely a part of it.
Right.
But nah, not so much. I think it's mainly because I just play more shows there and I have more of a community.
They're probably
trying
to get you
there.
To become a politician of the Faroe Islands soon, probably.
No, yeah. God, I would never do that.
Okay. Ja, mir ist aufgefallen, dass er deutlich erfolgreicher gewesen ist in Dänemark als irgendwo anders. Es ist vielleicht naheliegend, also wegen der Verbindung zu den Färöerinseln natürlich. Andererseits geht es auch darum, dass er auch in Dänemark auch gelebt hat. Mit 17 ist er hingezogen, hat dort studiert, auch in Dänemark. Und das betrachtet er schon als sein zweites Zuhause. Und hat einfach mehr dort gespielt, hat einfach mehr Konzerte da gespielt als irgendwo anders auf der ganzen Welt. Und ich habe es auch mitbekommen, dass er eingeladen war im Königshaus in Dänemark zum 70. Geburtstag von der Königin. Und das natürlich bedeutet auch, dass er auf jeden Fall einen gewissen Stellenwert haben muss. Sonst würde das nicht passieren. Nicht jeder würde da eingeladen werden zum Königspalast. Und er sagt schon, dass es natürlich eine Bedeutung haben muss. Es zeigt natürlich schon, dass er auf jeden Fall erfolgreich ist. Und außerdem wollen die Dänen oft irgendwie repräsentative Kultur haben aus den Färöerinseln. Um dann, wenn es um eine Veranstaltung geht, er meinte, das ist auch der Hintergrund und wird er deshalb öfter drauf angesprochen. Okay, so we're going to hear another track now, another one you're going to play for us live, To Be of Use, which mm-hmm. is the second track on the album. And do you think it's particularly, I get the impression that song's particularly representative of the album, really, because maybe, does it have a special mm-hmm. significance to you?
Yes, I think so. It's also just because I like to play the chords, you know, I haven't really thought of it that much, but yeah, it seems to strike a chord within this album, and this is one of the songs that I knew that I really wanted to be on there. There's always sort of a key group of songs, maybe five or six songs that sort of shaped the thing, and this was one of the early songs that me and Thomas Bartlett recorded together that he really liked also. So yeah, I started to record with Thomas Bartlett in New York, and this is one of the first songs I played for him that he really loved. So.
Okay, because he's quite a well-known producer, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's produced quite a lot of quite famous people.
Yeah.
So that's quite prestigious working with him.
Yeah.
Almost as prestigious as being invited by the Queen.
Yeah.
But did you know him before, or was it just...
he's an old friend of mine, like friend okay. of friends, yeah.
Oh, so you've already known him for quite a while.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a surprise that you actually managed to work with him. It was.
No, I was, yeah. I was actually... I was just looking for collaborators, really. I wanted to do this album with somebody because I felt like I've sort of cornered myself by doing everything on my own for too long and making all these projects just on my own, writing scores and just making too many decisions on my own. I felt like I needed to have someone with me. So I was basically just looking for people to work with, and Thomas was definitely, I think he was the first one on my radar that I should sort of try to work with. So I was invited to play a show in New York, and then I just called up Thomas and said, hey, can we meet up and try and work together, basically. I mean, he's played with me for a couple of shows just for fun. So, and I known him mainly in socially, like in bars, not in music so much. So we just tried to record together, and it felt great. And we have sort of the same group of friends in New York that he knows really well, that I know. Cool. So it just felt like a natural thing.
Also er spielt gleich wieder ein Stück für uns live, To Be of Use. Das ist das zweite Stück auf dem Album. Und er sagt, es ist ein wichtiger Song für ihn. Er meinte, es gibt so ein paar so Kernlieder auf dem Album, die von besonderer Bedeutung für ihn sind, was dieses Album betrifft. Und es war ihm klar, dass dieses Stück unbedingt auf diese Platte gehört. Und es war einer der ersten Songs, der entstanden ist, als er angefangen hat, die Songs für das Album zu komponieren. Und er hat das Lied in New York City aufgenommen mit dem Produzenten Thomas Bartlett, der alles produziert hat. Und Thomas Bartlett ist schon ein ziemlich renommierter Produzent, hat mit Künstlern wie Martha Wainwright zusammengearbeitet und mit Sufjan Stevens und jetzt auch mit Taitour. Und er meinte, es ist eigentlich ein alter Freund. Er meinte, sie hingen öfter in Bars ab in New York und es war nicht in erster Linie als Arbeitsverhältnis gedacht. Er hat nicht unbedingt diese Idee im Kopf gehabt. Aber als er ihn angerufen hat, er meinte, das war irgendwie offensichtlich, dass es klappen würde. Und er glaubt auch, dass es tatsächlich gut geklappt hat. So hören wir jetzt die Live-Version von uns, jetzt live eingespielt hier beim NDR von der To Be of Use von Taitor, von dem neuen Album I Want to Be Kind.
At the age of 6, I wanted to be in a circus show. In a circus show. And at the age of 8, a farmer down in Mexico, down in Mexico. And now I just want to be of you.
Okay, das war To Be of Use, live eingespielt für uns hier im Studio. Von dem neuen Album I Want to Be Kind von Taitor, und er ist immer noch bei mir im Studio. It's stating the obvious, really, that right from the word go, your music has always been very intimate. Was that always a conscious stance right from when you started? Did you to make music which sounds as if you're actually sitting in the same room as somebody, you know, when they comes out of the loudspeaker? I mean, is that the kind of music you listen to yourself all the time, or is it something you couldn't control? Did it just happen to be that way?
Yeah, I think that's just something that has happened naturally. And it's also, I mean, it has to do with many things, but mainly...
Sorry, I forgot to turn my phone off. Carry on.
No, I think it has to do with a couple of things, but mainly it's just has happened naturally. I've always been writing a lot of songs. Like, I wrote hundreds and hundreds of songs before I made my first album, and I tried many different things, and I discovered that the songs that last, the songs that are any good, they are the personal songs. And I discovered that it's the best contribution I can make is to make the music that only I can make, and to make the most tighter music that I can do. That's my best contribution to making music, I felt like. And that's what I also sort of have stayed true to, and that's something I believe in. So I've just sort of embraced that, hey, this is what I can do, and I'm not trying to be somebody else. I also discovered that in songwriting that you have to tell the truth, you have to sing about things that you know of, you have to to have an emotional contact with what you're singing about, or else you're just acting up or pretending, and that doesn't get you very far. I mean, it won't make you happy. So I'm committed to singing about, yes, intimacy, I suppose you can call it. But I think I'm also just naturally, I'm a very introverted person. So if I would talk to you about this microphone in front of me, it would sound intimate or whatever. I'm just like that by
just
nature.
The personality,
yeah, I think so.
Okay. Ja, er sagt, dass als er angefangen hat, bevor er überhaupt sein erstes Album gemacht hat, hat er schon hunderte von Liedern komponiert, bevor es überhaupt so weit war, dass er sich getraut hat, Musik aufzunehmen. Und deshalb hat er lange Zeit gehabt, eigentlich konnte lange darüber nachdenken, was er wirklich möchte und welche Ziele er hat und was er anstreben möchte. Und es war ihm schon klar von Anfang an, dass er sich treu bleiben wollte selbst. Er wollte nicht irgendwie jemand anders sein, er wollte wirklich nur sich selbst sein. Und er legte großen Wert darauf, eine emotionale Bindung zu seinen eigenen Songs zu haben. Er meinte, das ist wirklich ganz wichtig. Sonst ist im Prinzip zwecklos und man kann sich nicht wohlfühlen, man kann nicht glücklich sein, wenn man nicht so eine Ehrlichkeit hat in der Musik, die man macht, und eine Authentizität. Und er hätte möglicherweise das Wort Intimität nicht unbedingt verwendet wie ich, aber er meinte, er weiß, was ich meine. Er meinte, er ist vom Naturell einfach ein introvertierter Mensch und das ist einfach seine Persönlichkeit. Und letztendlich ist es nicht eine bewusste Haltung gewesen, solche Musik zu machen. Es ist nicht, dass er gesagt hat, ja, solche persönliche, intime Musik will ich unbedingt machen und das ist mein Ziel, sondern es entspricht letztendlich seiner Persönlichkeit. Letztendlich kann er nicht anders als das, was er tut. Das ist das, was er vermutet dann. And did you ever doubt your ability to express those emotions in the English language?
I think I knew very, very early, like from when I was 13 to 14, that I wanted to write music, and learning English was just as important as learning to play chords or to sing or whatever, because it's the main language and the main sound also in the music that I was hearing and that I wanted to be part of. So I was reading books always in English from, I think I was 13 or 14, I was reading books in English and studying English.
So, and so it gives you like a deep familiarity with the language.
Yes.
Therefore, it's not an issue to try to express your deepest feelings in English. It's second nature to you, of course.
Yeah, I think so.
Having lived in America and London as well, that will help, obviously, won't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like, I feel more confident in writing in English than in Faroese, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, she studies the Faroese language, and I'm always asking...
She's studying it now?
Yeah.
Like a university degree?
Yeah. Know? And I'm always asking her for grammar questions and so on.
But she comes from the Faroe Islands herself, does she?
Yeah.
So what do you speak at home?
Oh, we speak Faroese.
You speak Faroese at home?
Mm.
Okay. Ja, also er hat fast immer auf Englisch gesungen und ich fragte ihn, ob er das jemals angezweifelt hat, ob das sinnvoll ist, nicht wirklich im engen Sinn in seiner Muttersprache zu singen. Und er sagt, dass er schon seitdem er 13 oder 14 war, sehr fasziniert war von der englischen Sprache, hat immer Bücher auf Englisch gelesen. Und deshalb denkt er, dass er eine tiefe Vertrautheit hat mit der englischen Sprache. Und außerdem hat er in Amerika gelebt und auch in London. Auf den Färöerinseln gibt es nur 50.000 Menschen. Und es ist auch völlig klar, dass sie dann nicht klarkommen, wenn sie nur in der färöischen Sprache sprechen. Sie müssen natürlich Fremdsprachen lernen. Und seine Frau, sie studiert momentan die färöische Sprache. Und er meinte, sie kann es eigentlich besser als er. Also er stellt öfter Fragen, ja, was heißt das, was heißt das? Er hat teilweise das verlernt oder er ist nicht so perfekt in seiner eigenen Muttersprache. Und letztendlich fühlt er sich mindestens so vertraut, zumindest in der englischen Sprache. Und es ist für ihn deshalb kein Hindernis, wenn es um das Thema geht, dann auf Englisch zu singen, wenn er Musik macht. Right, the next track we're going to hear from you now is actually I'm indulging myself a little bit here, because it's my favorite track on the album. It was my instant favorite track, for whatever reason. You know what it's like, you listen to an album for the first time.
Yeah.
For some reason, it's, that's the one, number three. You know,
great.
So, doesn't mean I don't like the rest of the album, but I just like that particularly.
Cool.
And it sums up your style of singing and of writing lyrics as well, because every word can be understood. You know, it's never slurred. Mm-hmm. And you can always follow the story. Mm-hmm. You know, it's sometimes very simple stories, but they can always be
fully understood. Mm-hmm. I mean, presumably you do that deliberately because it must be important to you to do it that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's literally about that. That's what songwriting is to me. It's sharing something and telling a story from A to B and doing it as clearly and good as possible.
Okay. Ja, er sagt, dass es ihm auch sehr wichtig ist, dass seine Texte sehr deutlich zu verstehen sind. Es ist teilweise grenzt an den Sprechgesang teilweise, wo man wirklich genau jedes Wort verstehen kann. Und es ist nie schwer zu verstehen. Also teilweise sind es sehr einfache, transparente Geschichten, die erzählt werden. Und der Hörer hat keine Probleme, dann gleich die Botschaft des Songs zu begreifen. Und das ist, dieses Lied, das wir gleich hören, ist auch mein Lieblingsstück von den neuen Alben, Want to Be Kind. Ich finde das ein besonders gutes Beispiel dafür, für diese Deutlichkeit. Und das spielt für uns jetzt live. Also If Your Heart Is Not In It. Is that right? If Your Heart's Not In It.
Mm-hmm.
Genau. Von dem neuen Album I Want to Be Kind von Taitour.
Mm-hmm. Only when you're falling that you start holding on. You don't want to let go, so you string me along. If your heart's not in it, you may as well not even try. And you can't hold your body closer to mine when you can't look me straight in the eyes. Let's just forget it. If your heart's not in it,
Okay, das war If Your Heart's Not In It von dem Album I Want To Be Kind von Taitour und ist bei mir jetzt immer noch im Studio. Because it was last year that didn't you spend some time in Berlin and you worked together with the singer Wir sind Helden.
Yeah.
Judith Holofernes.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come about? Have you known each other for a long time or was it just a new experience?
Yes, kind of new. I mean, I met her only, I think, 2-3 years ago. When I heard that she was covering one of my songs, that she had translated one of my songs and she was performing them live. And then my manager knew her manager, contacted her manager or whatever. He heard about it. And then we met up the next time I was in Berlin and we just really hit it off. And then we started writing together. And we met up writing.
Co-wrote the songs, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we just were really on a roll and we wrote like 4 songs in no time in Berlin. And then Judith came to the Faroes to write. She asked me when I could write and it was like, can you come next week? And she's like, yes, absolutely. And then she just came and we wrote more songs and we just felt this writing connection that's really rare. I mean, I've written with a lot of other people. I used to do that a lot in Nashville and... in places, and it's very rare when you meet someone that you can...
It really clicks.
When you can Lennon McCartney it, that's very rare. And
well, Jagger and Rich is.
Yeah, right. And I just felt like me and Judith really had that connection. And then I just started writing more and more with her. And then when she made her second album, I became involved also as an arranger of the songs and a co-producer of her album.
The one that came out last year?
Yeah, Ich bin das Chaos.
Yeah, Ich bin das Chaos, okay. Ja, er hat letztes Jahr ein Album zusammen mit Judith Holofernes von Wir sind Helden gemacht. Und sie haben die Songs sogar zusammen komponiert. Und es kam dadurch zustande, weil sie sich einfach sehr gut verstanden haben, auf Anhieb eigentlich. Er hat sich sehr gewundert, dass es wirklich sofort gefunkt hat. Und weil es gefunkt hat, war es völlig mühelos, das Album zusammen zu machen. Und es ist inzwischen auch so eine langjährige Zusammenarbeit. Sie haben schon einiges jetzt miteinander zusammen gemacht. Der Ausgangspunkt war, dass er mitbekommen hatte, dass sie ein Lied von ihm gecovert hatte. Und daher kam der Kontakt zustande. Und er ist sehr, sehr zufrieden mit dem Ergebnis von diesem Album, das 2017 erschienen ist. Und hören jetzt das Titelstück, Ich bin das Chaos, also von Judith Holofernes. Okay, das war Judith Holofernes von dem Album. Ich bin das Chaos, das war das Titelstück und bei mir im Studio ist immer noch Taitour aus den Färöerinseln. Okay, well, it's been very good to talk to you. You've been around for quite a long time, so it's taken me a long time to actually get around to meeting you, which I think, you know, better late than never. And it's interesting actually meeting somebody who's already made so many albums before you actually meet them, because mm-hmm. there's this big body of work for you to kind of fall back on, this big mm-hmm. catalogue of work to fall back on. And, I mean, if I'd met you, like, 10 years ago or 15 years ago, mm-hmm. Do you think you would have come over completely differently? Do you feel that you've gained so much, like, in self-assurance? Mm-hmm. Or do you basically seem like the same person who made that very first album, Poetry and Airplanes, years and years ago? 2003, wasn't it?
I think, of course, there's a big difference between being in your 20s and now I'm 41. So I think there's a big difference there. I think I've changed a lot also over the last year. I am nicer. I think maybe more.
So I'm looking
more
at
social.
You're lucky I didn't meet you in 2003. Yeah. Okay, maybe I knew I was waiting so unconsciously. Give it another few years.
Yeah, maybe
let him mellow a bit.
Yeah,
it's difficult. I mean, self awareness is difficult, isn't it? Because people change only slowly, don't they, over the years? But
yeah, I think so. Yeah.
But I mean, if you know, do you recognize the same person from the 2003 album as this album? Is it to you the same, essentially the same person? I mean, do you think there's no dramatic change in attitude?
Well, I've always been very focused on my sort of body of work or whatever. Like from when I made my first album, I waited for a really, really long time to make my first record because I knew that it would be that would be the start, and I would continue from there on. And I knew also that I would be making music forever, because that's what I really, the only thing I can do and what I want to do. So I was actually really cautious about starting, and I felt like I could only start when I could make that record that which allowed me to continue, as it were. So I do feel like that my body of work is just a continuing thing. And there's a conversation between the albums, in my mind anyways. And I'm able to, and I do make lots of other music also.
Mm.
But I have this thread or this voice of mine that I use in my Taitour albums, that I feel there's a focus on that. I don't know if that makes sense, but
yep.
But that's how I look at it. But I also just look at it as it's just one song almost. When I make a record, it's just one song. It's a moment in time, and it's where you are at that time.
Just a document of that time. Yeah,
yeah. I do feel like if as long as you are expressing yourself fully, like you should, that should be your ambition. Then you will be okay. If you're not, if I'm pretending to be someone else or doing something in an identity crisis, then it won't sustain and it won't be any good. So
okay.
I feel like when I make records, I always wait until I feel like, okay, now I can make a record now, because I have hundreds of songs. I can always make a record.
Yeah, also ich bin ihm noch nie begegnet. Also 2003 erschien sein Debütalbum Poetry and Airplanes und ich komme erst jetzt dazu, ihn kennenzulernen. Und er sagte, ja, es ist eigentlich vielleicht besser so, weil er meinte, er ist inzwischen viel netter geworden. Und er meinte, aber letztendlich ist die grundsätzliche Herangehensweise dieselbe gewesen, dass er am Anfang der Sendung gesagt hat, dass er sich selbst treu bleiben will, dass er wirklich einfach nur sein wahres Selbst in der Musik umsetzt, dass er sein Innerstes nach außen kehrt, das sind so die Kriterien, die er für sich selbst erfüllen muss, und dass er sich nie verstellt. Und er fühlt sich natürlich schon älter, er fühlt sich schon selbstbewusster, souveräner auf irgendeine Weise, aber letztendlich ist er noch derselbe Mensch geblieben. Insofern ist der Grundsatz eigentlich also derselbe geblieben. Also das ist das Wichtigste. Okay, so what should we hear to finish off? You probably played enough live songs now for us.
Okay.
We don't have time, right? So.
Why don't we hear I Want to Be Kind?
Good idea. The title track makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, you said you got a lot nicer now, so this proves the point here.
Yes.
It's kind of like the top priority now to be really kind. Yeah,
I was going. Yeah, I was wondering if it should be called "I Want to Be Kind," but I can't. But it didn't happen.
Okay. So zum Schluss hören wir jetzt das Titelstück von dem neuen Album "I Want to Be Kind."
Sorry, bitte
nochmal
ohne das
Geklöder. Ach so, ja.
Ah, ja.
Wir hören jetzt das Titelstück von dem neuen Album "I Want to Be Kind." Und er meinte, das ist natürlich, hat so eine wichtige Bedeutung. Er meinte auch vorhin gerade eben, dass er netter und gutmütiger geworden ist, ein besserer Mensch geworden als früher. Er meinte, er wollte ursprünglich das Album nennen, I Want to Be Kind, But I Can't. Aber das hat er dann doch lieber gelassen. Also es klingt natürlich positiver, wenn man es einfach so ausdrückt. Also hören wir jetzt das Titelstück gleich von Taitour. Okay, well, thanks very much for coming down and for playing for us as well. Very much appreciated.
Thank you.
Well, good luck with the album.
Yeah, thank you for having me on the show.
Okay, see you again. Und das war der Nachtclub mit Paul Basketball, mein Studiogast bei Taitour. Und wir hören das Titelstück Want to Be Kind. Und ich wünsche euch eine gute Nacht.
NDR Info. Nachrichten.